Glow the holidays. We said repeatedly last week and the week before, Vasienu Hashem Elokeinu Esbirkas Mo'adav. We asked that Hashem bestow upon us the blessing of his holidays. Some interpret the word Vahasienu, we should be able to take with us these brachos. It's not just that on Yom Kippur itself we experience these brachos, but Vahasienu enables us to carry these brachos with us. And in turn, these brachos should carry us as we exit the holiday season, entering into a routine. That's my theme for this evening. L'chaim u'l'shalom l'simcha l'sasam kasher ratzisa v'yamata l'vachem. You'll know the literal translations. L'chaim, life. Shalom is peace. Perhaps we don't understand it. Life is life. Life is measured in increments. The person's alive today doesn't mean he's necessarily alive tomorrow. And therefore, perhaps we can understand that the word L'chaim is life during the holiday itself. The person says, Shechayonu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh. Said numerous times the last few weeks. Thank God we're alive. Life itself is the greatest problem. L'chaim, during the holidays, what then is l'shalom? Perhaps we can suggest l'shalom does not just mean that there should be peace during the holiday itself, which of course there should be. But part of the Vahasienu, the peace should carry on after the holiday is over. Shalom, you see, is the container of all brachos. Because that teaches us, Hashem did not want anything, a kli machzik bracha, a container of blessing except for shalom. You have no shalom, you have nothing. Oseh shalom. Uvori as a call. Every morning, you compare shalom with everything. Don't have shalom, you have nothing. No matter what other brachas you have, they're incomplete without shalom. And therefore, perhaps we should take with us the lesson of the holidays that just passed us. Yes, thank Hashem for the chayim, shechayonu. Of course, we hope that continues as well. But more fundamentally, take the lessons of shalom that we learned the previous holidays and extend them throughout the year. Talk about Sukkah Shalom. Sukkah represents the unity of the people of Israel. Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukos. Rabbis commented, Kol Yisrael Ruhi Leishu B'sukkah Achas. All Jews can somehow fit into one sukkah, notwithstanding differences of opinion on significant matters. Put those differences aside and sit in one sukkah. Indeed, in years not so long past, and in some places even today, people live in apartment houses, not in private houses. They come down to the sukkah, jointly sponsored. And people would never eat at the same table with a different person in their building, are thrust into one setting together. Something to be said for that. Sukkot Shalom. Even those who have private homes will often come to their backyard, where normally they eat their meals inside. In the backyard, they hear three other sukkahs in the other backyard singing their various nigunim. And it's a beautiful coming together of families in the outdoors. The simcha ulusasa. The tefillah continues. What's the difference between simcha and sasa? Rabbis have taught us in the famous pasuk Yehudim, "Haisa ora v'simcha v'sasa v'yikar." Simcha refers to Yom Tov, and sasa refers to Bris Milah. And the question is raised: what's the connection between these two terms, as found in the pasuk in the Megillah? And the institution is described in the Chazal, the Masechta Megillah. And it is as well reversed it. I believe the answer lies in an etymological analysis of the words Simcha and Sasa. Simcha is from Lashon Tzemach. Sid and Tzadi are close to each other. And Sasa, it's from Lashon of Tzatz, Tzitz, a bud. This is pointed out by Rav Hirsch, his commentary on Tillim, two different places. A flower is, well, flowery. Flowers, for example, cherry blossoms, beautiful pink flowers at a particular time of the year. Quite marvelous view when they come out. But it's about 2 weeks they're on the floor. Sometimes less than that. A tzemach is a flower, beautiful, but it's short-lived. That's why simcha, lashon tzemach, is a yom tov. Yom tov is beautiful. I speak personally. I spent the majority of the Yom Tov now, Sukkot in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael. Who else was in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot? Raise your hand. Not too many. That's awesome. Awesome. No way to describe it. It's pretty awesome here too. Chutz Laaretz. Not the same as in Eretz Yisrael. Very flowery, very beautiful, highlights one after the other. But it comes to an end. After a week, it's over. Sasan Zamila, or Ismila is a mitzvah which is always covered. Just there. But it's long lasting. It's there for life. Oz Bris Kodesh. That's Sasa. Lashon Tzitz, a bud. A bud is nothing much to look at. A little seed. So small, not beautiful at all. But in contrast to the flower, it is everlasting. The bud produces a fruit, a bud, a fruit, a bud, a fruit, forever. Why Sasan, Lashon Tzitz, is Milah. Once again, the Simcha is the Yom Tov itself, and the Sasan is Mahasiyenu, after the high, if you will, of the holiday, we shouldn't, as often happens, plummet into a low, but rather, we should maintain the joy of the holiday, albeit in somewhat more muted form, as is appropriate for regular weekdays, but should still be there. So therefore, once again, Ba'asiyenu, not only on the holiday itself, as we take it with us as well, The bracha is twofold: l'chaim u'l'shalom, life on the holiday shechiyanu, and the shalom is the peace which we learn during the holiday should extend into the routine of a long winter. The simcha zayamtiv, l'sasan zamila, doesn't just mean mila itself; it means all the less exciting mitzvahs that are performed and experienced on a regular basis. Kasher atzisa v'yamata levarchei. Hashem has commanded and spoken to give us a blessing. We hope all of us have this blessing. In certain places after Sukkot is over, they wish each other a good winter or a healthy winter. So the next holiday, in Pesach, next to the Moedim, I should say. So I'd like to learn with you the Parsha of Sukkot as it appears in Parshas Emor, Shishi. Those who wish to be more text-based, that was supposed to be text-based. I see about 100 chumashim over there. On the, anyone wants to take one, can take one. I'm on page Shin Lamites in the standard chumash atir. It's called the Chumash Mishar. The Parsha of Sukkot contains 12 psukim. It's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, 33. Till Mem Dalet 44, 12 psukim. Remarkably, these 12 psukim seem to divide in half, 6 and 6. The first 6 psukim tell us on a particular day, 7 days of Sukkot. The first day is Yom Tov, you cannot do Malacha. And then it goes with discussion of various offerings, karbanos, and yes, the 8th day as well, Shmini Atzeres, their offerings, and once again, prohibition against doing work on Malach. Those are the first 4 psuk. The next 2, Lamed Zayin and Ches, seem to be a summation. Eile Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikorei Kodesh. These are God's holidays. That's it. What do you do on the holidays? You bring various offerings. And it ends. You would think, it's over, done. You don't put summary statements in the middle of a paragraph. Yet, that's exactly what seems to happen here. Pasuk Lamed Tes starts all over again. Ah! Exactly the same date in Lamed Tes as we saw earlier in Lamed Dalet. The Osprechem is Tuas Arts, a harvest holiday. The Chogu is Chag Hashem Shivasem, the 7-day holiday, which we already know from before. Here we have mitzvahs. L'kachta l'chem v'yom v'rishon. Everyone knows the 4 species. First day, Usmachtan l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim, should be happy for 7 days. And 2 psukim later, Vasukos Teshu Shivas Yamim, etc. Kol Ezrach B'Yisroel Shuvasukos. What's happening over here? Why is this parasha divided into 2? It's so unusual. The summary statement in the middle. They make the following suggestion. Point of fact, Sukkot in this parasha is preceded by 4 different holidays: Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot. Sukkot is the conclusion of 2 separate, distinct groups of holidays. The first, more famous one, is the Shalosh Regalim: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Less noted is the fact that Sukkos is a conclusion of what we'll call Chagei Tishrei, Holiday of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkos. It seems to me, we can suggest, that the first six psukim are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, the last six psukim are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Let me explain. Go back earlier, in the same parak, Perek Chav Gimel, we read about Pesach, we read about Shavuos. But almost nothing is said about these holidays. Okay, so we said, particular date, 7 days, can't do Malacha the first day of the seventh, and you bring a certain offering. Sounds eerily familiar. Exactly what we said about Sukkos. First and the eighth, bring certain offerings, but almost common cotton. Shavuos, similarly, read about Shavuos. Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Kobalechas Avad Losasu, bring certain offerings. It's Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Respect to Pesach, it's Pasuk Vav, Zayin, Ches. Fundamentally, three regalim, as they're found here in Parshas Emor, focus on the issur malacha. You may not do any work, malachas avoda, not cook, with no production. Mentioned briefly the various offerings, and that's it. The musafim are found in Parshas Pinchas, a little snippet every day of Sukkos. Aliyah L'Regel is found in Parshas Re'eh, which we read on Shmini Atzeres here. So therefore, it's not surprising that the first half of the parsha, the first six psukim, contain nothing save for the prohibition of work on day 1 and 8, bringing certain offerings. And guess what? We now summarize. These are the laws of the Shalosh Regalim is found in Parshas Emor. All of a sudden, pick up a whole new portion. We now focus on Sukkos as a continuation and conclusion of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In respect to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Torah does mention the mitzvah Zichur and Trua, Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'nisem es nafsho seichem, Pasuk Chav Zayin. So the mitzvahs are mentioned. So too, on Sukkos, Lulav and Sukkah are mentioned. It's now the conclusion of the series of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. Seems to be, therefore, that Usmachta and Shivas Yomim, the source of the Simcha, while it's true, we do mention Usmachem as Tuas Arutz, because it's a harvest holiday, but fundamentally, I believe the Simcha emerges from the fact that Sukkos is the conclusion of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. As you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are days of atonement, of Tahara HaNefesh Titaru, of purification of the soul, which is the source of the greatest joy. Oz v'chedva v'mkomo. The place of joy is in God's place. One who's close to God feels joy. One who feels distant lacks joy. Rishon is the 15th day of the month. Why is it called Rishon? Simple level, it's the first day of Sukkos. On a deeper level, the rabbis tell us it's Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos. It's the first day of a new calculation of sin. The old sins, they disappeared. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they're gone. That's what the pasuk ends with, Smachtem Shivas Yamin. You're happy for 7 days. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, 7 days, because Hashem atoned for your sins and wiped them clean and purified you. That's the real source of Simcha. Yes, we do mention the bountiful harvest, because without a bountiful harvest, you're impoverished. It's hard to experience joy. But the fundamental source of this high level of joy of Sukkos is Taras HaNefesh, the purity of the soul, following Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's what it's in the second half. The second half mentions the mitzvah since Rosh Hashanah and Kippur did. The second half gives people the reason for Simcha, following right after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So once again, we felt joy, as we should have and we were required to, on the holiday of Sukkot, to result the high level of joy of the Lekachta Me'orishin, the Cheshvan Avonos, it was Mechila Kapara on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And that joy we're required to take with us. Chassidim sing mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid. The anti-Bresvahs don't like that. What is text? Shom. Simcha yotim. Where's tamid? Mentioned in my shul of the Yom Noraim that in the recent Time magazine, which came out just before Yom Kippur, there was a write-up about the fact that they've determined scientifically now with studies, statistical surveys, that an individual who is happy lives longer. He said, the rest of us, it's a mitzvah to live long. Right? You're supposed to. Vashay Vosalom. The rabbis call it Hashavas Haguf. Hashavas Gufo. It's a mitzvah for a doctor to heal somebody else. Well, it applies to himself as well. It's important to live a long life. That's where these injurious behaviors are prohibited. Smoking, for example. It's through the whole of the time. You live long. That's the mitzvah. I don't think we're now impressed with that in mind, if you in fact call that phrase, but turn out to be prescient. Therefore, we are to experience the joy, the holiday joy, on the Shalosh Regalim, even though Pesach is never mentioned. Shavuot was mentioned once, Sukkot three times. Sukkot is the highest level of joy. Presumably, if I'm correct, because of the aspect of Taras and Nefesh, the Chilas Yidim and Kapara, which only applies on Sukkot, not to the previous two Regalim. And therefore, the Rambam, who always quotes the Halacha, discusses this in Hilchos Yom Tov. He writes as follows. Shiva Sumei HaPesach Ushmona Sumei HaChag Im Shar Yomim Tovim. You have to be happy. Sumei HaTov Leif. What does it mean? Shout. What's left? Shavua is no one else. Come on. Must be Rosh Hashanah. What else could possibly be? The Kippur you don't eat. So it's like you have to eat, happy with your family, samachta b'chagecha, korban shlomim, that's the ideal. But it's included, the smach u'banav u'nei beso kolecha v'yechad karoylo. You should be happy with what makes sense for you, what's appropriate. Children get candies. Women, you'll tell me if this is appropriate today. B'godin. The female owner. Man has to make sure that his wife is properly adorned with nice clothes and jewelry. Men, what do you do with men? They're like meat and wine, as the Ram says. All right. This is, of course, only generalities. is something like close or something like pita. Whatever makes you happy. Fine. So here, we find the smachan once for the holiday of Sukkot in Parshas Emor, it stops there. If you paid attention to the reading of the Torah, this past Thursday, a week into the holiday, you notice something very critical. Here we find Simcha first on Shavuos. Samach lefnei Hashem alakecha, ato bincho bitecha. That's so far what the Rambam told us about. But now, what's this? Avdecha v'amoscha v'amasecha v'alevi asher b'sharecha v'ager v'ayosna v'amon asher b'kibecha. So, you and your household, it probably includes the upstairs, downstairs, Eved and Amon. But then it also includes the Levi, Ger, Yosom, v'amona. Whoa! Seems to be an integral part of Simcha. How do I know? It's repeated again. Sukkos, Samachta b'chagecha. Again. Ata b'incha b'techa ato masecha. V'alevi, Ger, v'yosom, v'asher b'kibecha. Again. It's critical. Then it says at the end, Vayisach Samech. So it's found three times in Sukkot, twice here, and once back at Emor, once by Shavuos, not at all by Pesach. By extension, it applies to Pesach as well, at least according to the opinion of the Rambam. And he emphasizes what the Torah itself says. What do? You're required to feed the Ger, the Yosom, the Amona. Imshar haniyim amlolim. Those who are downtrodden. Someone who locks his door, eats with his family, doesn't help others. Haniyim umore nafesh. Need not necessarily be poor financially. You can have $1 million, but if you're all alone and depressed, family perhaps, it's a big mitzvah to invite such people to your home. Not, aim to simchas mitzvah, simchas kreso. Your belly is happy. It's not a mitzvah. Very important. But he says this again. This is in Perek Vav, Halacha Yudzayin and Chesed Hilchos Yom Tov. But then, at the end of Hilchos Lulav, he repeats it. Very powerful, almost frightening. Hasimcha, the last halacha, ches tesvav, sheyismach adam b'asiyas tamitzah u'v'avas akel, shetzivu v'hen avoda gedolei. Cholamonea atzim b'simcha zu, roli par mimenu shenema tachas v'shalavata, So he said it's hard work to be happy. He called from the Vilna Gaon. One of the hardest businesses is Usmachtam Shivas Yamim. If you have your 7 days straight, don't get angry, don't get upset, don't get impatient. It froze for 7 minutes. 7 days. So much so that the Ibn Ezra interprets the Samachta b'chagecha, which is also 7 days. And if you will, Hashem will give you a blessing of Vayisach Sameach. It's not a commandment, it's a blessing. If you will be happy every minute of the Yom, Hashem will bless you to continue to be happy. Easier said than done. It's a requirement. And here's a funny, funny ending to the Rambam. Kol amegis dato v'chol ekovel liatzom v'skabe v'eina v'komos elu chote v'shote. Someone who is arrogant, honors himself in these occasions of Yom Tov, is a sinner and is silly. contrary, if you mashpi yourself, you lower yourself, he is who are godol, a mechubot, a over me'ab. The greater person who is honored serves Hashem out of love. David Melech Yisrael. The kalosi old mizos v'isi shavu v'enak. Jumped around when they brought the Aron Kodesh with the luchos. And Adula v'akobet al the smog of Hashem, as David did befazes of v'chak of Hashem. The greatest gedula and kovet, and of course the greatest simcha, little simcha, is to be happy with Hashem. Connection to Hashem is the ultimate simcha. So the outside world, when it's disconnected to Hashem, they may try all the stimulants, if I may use that expression, some kosher, some not so kosher, to try to experience some pleasure. At the end of the day, it always fizzles. They have a down. It's true of alcohol, it's true of drugs, it's true of other stimulants as well. Only real source of enduring simcha, lifnei Hashem. So rest around. But we're not only lifnei Hashem, when we lower ourselves and recognize that Hashem is the source of all of our blessings, we have to understand whatever we have in life comes from Hashgacha. And if it's not perfect in our eyes, that's part of the Hashgacha. And once suggested an interpretation, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Tachas HaShalavata, the Klola, the Tovacha, says you do not serve Hashem, the Simcha V'tuv Levav, with joy and with goodness of heart, may rove kol, literally from an abundance of good. I wish to offer an alternative explanation. The word rove can be interpreted in its more Talmudic sense. Bejarin. Jarin. The majority of good. The glass is more than half full. Is it totally full? No. There's always something empty in every glass. Every glass is something empty. If it's more full than empty, where are you? Why are you focusing on what's missing? Focus on what you have. The incredible brachos you receive from Hashem on a daily basis. We live in perhaps unprecedented times of prosperity, of conveniences. Compare your life to that of your great-great-grandmother 100 years ago. Much less hard work, many more conveniences, opportunities for education. A whole different life. Yeah, but, there's always a but. But, I didn't do well on my test. I got my mark back today from the test before Yom Tov. I got a 75, I wanted a 90. Or maybe in a different context, I went on a date. I thought it would be good. It was a bomb. You can fill in many more blanks. But it's mostly good. Roll of coal. The majority is good. The glass is almost full. Don't focus on what's empty. Focus on the full. If you don't do that, you'll harp on what you're missing. You'll never be happy. You'll never serve Hashem properly. You want to have simcha tov leva. You want to have it. Sometimes people are jealous of what others have. Jealousy can never be happy. Never. Even on a good day, when someone has more. The Vilna Gaon explains, Pasuk in Tehillim. Kol yamei ani roim. Mishlei. Kol yamei ani roim. All the days of a poor person are bad. All the days. Never had a good day in his life. Made a few dollars. Ani means someone who's not sameach b'chalka. It's not an osher. Someone who's unhappy with his portion can never, ever be happy. He can have the best day, like $1 million, he made two. Still jealous. And the opposite is, the Tov Lev, we just learned about Tov Lev over here, someone who is happy for other people's successes. Mishta Tamid. He's always the equivalent of someone who's drinking, he's on a high. He doesn't have to drink. He doesn't need a stimulant. He's told Lamb is the best source of simcha. So writes the Vilna Gaon, the spiritual Mishnah. Those four words, the Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid, are the way in which the Ramah concluded Aruch Haim, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim. The context is poorer and poorer, cotton. The Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. And the third Ramah is in fact the Hilchos Megillah, end of the second paragraph. A person has technical requirements. Has to fulfill the Megillah and Sulas Purim and Mishalach Monas and Matanas of Yom. So he did the basics. He has some disposable income, some money left over. What does he do with it? Writes the Ramba as follows. Perek Beis, Halacha Yuzayin. Muta la'adam la'harbas v'matanas l'vyon and la'harbas v'sudas v'shalach masareh. Better increase giving to the poor. How do you know? She'ein sham simcha gedola mufa'ara el'lesameach le'vanim v'yisombu v'amonas v'gerim. There's no greater and more splendid joy than to gladden the heart of the poor and the widows and the orphans and the converts or strangers. Shaha Mesameach Levam Lolam Ha'elu. One helps these individuals who are unfortunate. Dome Lishchina is comparable to Hashem himself, as it says. We read on Kippur, some say it on Tishamas. Lahachios Ruach Shvalim. Ulahachios Lev Nitkoim. But Hashem has said he revives the spirit of the lowly and revives the heart of the crushed. What does this mean? Perhaps make the following suggestion. A person's own physical pleasures, meat and wine, etc., are by definition limited quantitatively. Only eat a certain amount before it starts to come up. And even qualitatively, that's the Rambam's two expressions, gedola is quantitatively before ara. Splendid. Eating and drinking is not so splendid. It's pleasurable, not so splendid. But helping someone else has no limit. And it is a splendid, glorious type of joy to help somebody else. It's only someone who helps another's dome on the Shechina who's like Hashem. We read in Koheles just 10 days ago. Hanefesh lo timole. The soul can never be satiated. The body can only drink that much wine, that much meat. But the joy of spirituality is unlimited. Why it's gedola. It's mufawara, it's splendid, it's beautiful. So we have someone who helps others as Sameach Lifnei Hashem, he's Domal Hashem, very hard up. So, we all experience the holiday, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and we have a Hasiyenu. Let us carry it with us. How so? By not being jealous. So, Ne'ach Pachalko makes you happy. And pursuing peace, L'chaim u'l'shalom. There's so many opportunities to fight. As some of the Mefarshim explained, Oseh Shalom Rabbov. Hashem has to make peace, because the natural state is to fight. I imagine that here in Stern, no exception, the people, things that people fight about, so this drew uptown, Washington not be any different. They're arguing about this and about that. So I'll give you the details of what people are fighting about. You probably know something better than I do. It's our responsibility as Yom Tov comes to a close, see to it. If she the chayim or the shalom be preserved, notwithstanding significant differences of opinion on the various issues of the day. Some of us have to start the diet. Speaking primarily myself, I feel young to me, just, you know. Those who weigh themselves before and after. Not safe to be overweight. Not to say, not safe. You have to tell them today that the overweight and obesity problem in the USA is greater than smoking. Causes more morbidity and mortality and costs three times as much. So, the New Year's resolution, I announced, I went out to circus. To come back. The story is told about one of the Gdolei HaMusar. People saw him, they were just watching him, watching him. All of a sudden, he broke into a tremendous smile. Okay, I heard about the Chatzko Levinstein in Mashkeh of Kodesh, near. What happened? There was a candy in front of me, a simple candy, and I wanted it. It's not so good for me. I was struggling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, I said, I'm not going to have it. I was so happy. What happened? She said, not eating it. No. If you can control yourself, you're happy. It's true of all the various pleasures of the world. In good measure, fine. You have to be in control. Those not in control, a disaster. Now, unfortunately, in parts of the world, even what we'll call the so-called yeshiva world, there are youngsters out of control. Last time I was in the Holy Land for Sukkos, this time I was there, there was a wedding in Shul, so I stayed a few extra days. Last time I was there for a bris and a family. So it was in the area of Shari Chesed. I asked some yeshiva boy which way is it to get to a certain minyan or whatever it was. I'm ashamed of whatever I needed. I'm sorry I can't answer you. I'm drunk. With this black hat and black jacket and white shirt. He seemed to be drunk. It's also my drink. So as you go to weddings, it's terrible. Terrible! You think they're going to get a high or a stimulant or drink something. It's terrible. In my opinion, frankly, it's prohibited. It's prohibited behavior because it leads to sinful behavior, addictive behavior, ruining people's lives. Marriages, everything, like all addictions. The spirit of Yom Tov is a beautiful one. Simcha of Yom Tov, we said, is primarily a spiritual one, although it's supposed to indulge, yes. Chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem, writes the Rambam, it was Yom Tov. It's all ultimately for a spiritual purpose. How do we do it? Real life. How do you do it? Holiday is over, all the excitement is over. You go through routines, go to class, homework, take tests, and repeats again and again. How do you do it? How do you maintain? Simple. Only one way. Closest action. As the last four words of the Rambam, the Rachaim are the Tovei Mishtatavim that I mentioned. The first four words are Shivisi Hashem LeNegdizam. They related the two to me. Someone who always views himself before Hashem is going to be able to be happy. Because always the Chedva B'mkoma, source of all joys, with Hashem. Require self-control. Require the knowledge of where you are, who you are. Rambam says if you're too uppity, it's a disaster. Can't do it before Hashem, because Hashem hates. Tovas Hashem called Valev. There are people, unfortunately, who think that they're greater than they really are. A person is required to be, in the words of Chazal, Makir es Mekomo, knows or her place. Some time for questions, I'll just conclude with a brief word. Remember, this is the conclusion of the entire holiday season. It started Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, went to Sukkot. Simcha! The Yatzecha, the Sosa, the Yimecha. Back to my first comment. Simcha is a flowery, exciting time. It's also, it's not as flowery, but it's more permanent, longer lasting. Perhaps that's the understanding of the what we say in Shalom and Kippur. Simcha le'atzecha means when Mashiach comes, it's going to be unbelievably great. There's so much hoopla, excitement. Those who saw a little bit in Yerushalayim this past Yom Tov get a taste. It's going to be like multitudes coming and all kinds of things. Amazing. The Rambam tells us after Mashiach comes, the world will continue the way it is. There'll at least be no more wars, no more persecution of the Jews. But there'll be regular weekdays and plain old days and nights. Sasa le'irecha. You see, after Mashiach comes with all the fanfare, the focal point will be Yerecha, be Yerushalayim. It's going to be daily in and out. Kevas el Baboga, Kevas el Ben Arbayim. According to one version of the Yerushalmi, that's the most important cloud in the Torah. What does it mean? Consistency. Day in and day out. How can you reach peaks of joy every single day? You can't. So have the lesser joy, the sasa, the tzitz, the bud, the seed. It lasts forever. And if you go to the end of that paragraph, which you said so many times, Utsmichas Keren Nedavid Avdecha. Said the parallel? Simcha Lashon Tzemach. Simcha Liatzecha, Tsmichas Keren Nedavid Avdecha, when the Mashiach is going to come. It'll be so flowery, so exciting. But then things settle down. What happens then? Barichas there. Establishing literally a candle, a light for the Mashiach. Once again, the duality. Simcha, Sason, Svichas Karen, and Arichas Ner. Simcha Zayantav, Sason Zavila, the same idea. Let us pray that all that we've accomplished, all the help that every person here, I'm sure, in her own way, achieved great spiritual elevation. Bahasienu, take it with you. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. L'chaim u'l'shalom u'l'simcha u'l'sasam. We thank God for Shefayanu. Now we need shalom, we need peace. We thank God for the simcha, of the excitement of the holiday. Now we need the sasam, the follow through. That's all the privilege to have that healthy, happy, and successful winter that we pray for, filled with simcha and sasam. With bracha and aslacha. Hopefully, enough of us will stay away from that jealousy and all that leads to sadness and disputes, sinas chinam, and focus on what we have, the roll of coal. We're missing something, so what? We do that. Enough of us do that. Perhaps we will be the ones to see the fulfillment of the Bichas, Karen, the Dove, and Avdecha, as the paragraph concludes, the Meher of Yameinu, which we add. Amen. Amen. If you have any questions, I'm happy to take it.